Just to finish up, there's a really interesting study that's come out this week. It's been done by a guy at Johns Hopkins. His name's Paul Talele, and he's been looking at broccoli because he and his group have been wondering how broccoli affects your likelihood of developing cancers of various types. And there's a chemical in broccoli which is called sulforaphane, and this is also known as SF. And what they think it does is put cells into a kind of protected state where they turn on various genes that make them better able to cope with various insults, including ultraviolet. So what they did to find out whether it could ward off skin cancer because of UV rays was to recruit 6 volunteers. They asked them to avoid eating broccoli and vegetables like it for a week or so before the study. And for 3 days before the study, they painted broccoli extract onto a patch of these volunteers' backs. And they left a patch of skin next to it unpainted. So that was the control skin. And then they came along and blasted the skin with a dose of UV.
Sounds good to me.
And then used a machine called a chromometer, which measures how red things are, to measure the degree of sunburn, so the redness of the skin, in an objective way. And then they compared the untreated skin with the treated skin, and they found that the treated skin had 37% less redness than, and therefore inflammation, and therefore potentially risk of UV damage compared with the untreated skin.
That is incredible. Is that literally just pureed broccoli, basically?
Effectively, the chemical is in high titers in broccoli, so you can get it out fairly easily, and they were just extracting this and painting it on. So the fact that they got 37% less burn suggests it could have quite a big impact on your ability to resist sunburn. They've narrowed down a few genes that they think it might be triggering, including one called NQO1, another one called GSTA1, and one called heme oxygenase 1, and these genes are linked to what's called a cytoprotective effect, so they put cells into a state which gives them the ability to fight off the kind of damage that things like UV might be able to do.
Fantastic. It sounds great. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris and Helen. We are talking this week about stem cells. So if you've got any questions at all about the types of diseases that stem cells are being used to investigate, you can email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.